Henry Trinder ahead of the LV opener against Sale on Saturday. LV Cup, Henry, must be some good memories from last season.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, always good to get some silverware with the club, and also being involved in that was just great. It was good to sort of finish off. I mean, we had a real good season last year, coming third as well. That was obviously really disappointing for us, but as LV was concerned, it was great. It gave us a chance to play another competition and to play players that maybe might not necessarily play. There's a lot of youngsters that have been coming through, especially in the last few seasons at Gloucester, and it was good for them to get sort of regular rugby and to show that they could do it. I mean, it was, as I say, it was good to get silverware, and hopefully we can continue it this year.
And for a young team who had had a couple of near misses in the couple of years beforehand, must have given everybody a lot of confidence to actually lift that silverware finally.
Yeah, it was obviously, we've been there or thereabouts, and sort of people start to ask questions. You start to ask questions of yourself, and I think that was just sort of a bit of icing on the cake, as it was from our point of view, just to finally get there and finally win something. Obviously, it's a taste. We're looking to move on as a team, and you always want to do better, as you've done last season. And I think we'll definitely be looking to win it again. It's not going to be a Mickey Mouse competition for us. We take every game very seriously, whoever we play and wherever we play, and I think that's just something for us to concentrate on. We want to see do better, so we've got to start off from where we were last year and go into every game with a winning attitude.
And there's a lot of talk about the LV Cup being a competition where it's an opportunity for a lot of emerging young English talent to shine. Gloucester really ticked that box last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, the likes of Johnny May, Freddie Burns, all of those boys coming through got the chance to play, and they did themselves justice, and they did Gloucester justice. I think it's always great to have sort of like your friends come up and your young kids coming up that are still really hungry for positions, and obviously when it comes together like that, you win the LV off the back of that. Off there, they're working hard and using the whole squad, as you would maybe not potentially do that in a normal season. I mean, it is a very long season. People pick up knocks and you get your opportunities as a young player coming in then. But I mean, to have the opportunity to play sort of you're selected, you're see what you can sort of do is great. You don't see yourself as just someone that to fall back on, and I think that'll give them massive confidence coming into this season as well. They'll be wanting to improve on their sort of status in the club and just how they play, and I think it is great. It's a good opportunity for them, for myself, for Charlie, people like that are still young and still want to prove points. So I mean, we definitely wanted we're all definitely looking forward to it, and we want to sort of blow it out of the water again as we did last season.
To qualify for the knockout stages this time round, you're going to have to top a pool that includes Quins, who of course are in form at the moment, last year's finalist Newcastle, and the Scarlets. That's not going to be easy at all, is it?
No, it's not going to be easy. I mean, no game's really easy anymore. All teams are taking it very professionally. As I said, it's not a Mickey Mouse competition. It's quite a serious competition that we're going to take very seriously. You know what I mean? Obviously, you don't want to look ahead too far into all the games in the pools. I mean, there's obviously games at your target, but we, as I say, we at Gloucester, we want to pride ourselves on taking every game as it comes and hopefully winning every game as it comes. And I mean, we can't jump the gun. Just because we won it last year doesn't mean that we're going to put ourselves in a good position or win it this year. We have to fight for that, and you've got to sort of gain the respect, and you deserve it when you put in the hard work and you get the wins.
And of course, the quirks of the fixture calendar mean that this weekend you open up the LV Cup against Sale, who you played last weekend at Edgeley Park. That's going to be an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, very interesting. Obviously, massively disappointed last week to lose against them. To give them credit, they played really well. They played the right game in the right conditions, and we didn't adapt to that. And I mean, obviously, back at home, we want to keep our home record, and obviously every team comes down here wanting to take it away from us, so that's that added pressure. But I mean, at the same time, we're going to try and right the wrongs that we did last week and hopefully come away with a good performance and a good win to start us in the LV.
And then, of course, it's a trip up to Welford Road to take on Leicester. That's been a fortress in recent seasons, but they've lost a couple of times this year. They've obviously been affected by the World Cup, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's massively characteristic of them to be losing so many games on the bounce. They're always a hard game to play, and I mean, it's not ever going to be an easy game up at Welford Road when you're playing them. They've always been a very passionate team. They've always been a hard team to beat, and I think you've got to go up there and you have to deserve to get the win. And we've been priding ourselves on hard work over pre-season and the beginning of the season. So I think we'll go up there. We're not going to, obviously, we want to win and we want to keep that sort of record going. So I mean, it's going to be a hard game. Obviously, the World Cup's